This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be finishing up with the third and fourth movements of Beethoven's Sixth String Quartet. Now, yesterday we talked a little bit about the two giants of the Vienna music scene at the time, Haydn and Mozart, and how Beethoven was trying to match up and possibly even exceed their stature. And there is one big difference between the popular conceptions of Mozart in particular and Beethoven, and it gets to the changes in the way that musicians and artists in general were perceived in the 19th century. Mozart was extremely hardworking, but he was also quite prolific, and being a child prodigy meant that his music making was seen as somewhat effortless. You know, inspiration hits, he jots the music down, voila, it's a masterpiece. There were a lot of stories about Mozart doing similar things, being able to just pull things out of thin air. And if you've seen popular depictions of Mozart, like in the movie Amadeus, they're often lighthearted. He's a prankster with an almost childlike sense of humor and a supernatural ability to make music. Beethoven, on the other hand, made no secret of the fact that composing was hard work for him. When he was writing this collection of string quartets, he sent off some manuscripts to a friend, only to write back and tell him essentially, "Nope, those are crap, don't show them to anyone, I've rewritten everything." And he was also starting to feel the first effects of one of the defining struggles of his life, his gradual hearing loss that would render him completely deaf by the end of his life. Now, as I said before, Mozart worked really hard, and Beethoven could get very melodramatic when talking about his own struggles. The common perceptions do have some basis in reality, but they're also part of the myths surrounding the artist. And Beethoven became the prototype for a new kind of artist, one with a darker streak, fighting against his own flaws and shortcomings to make transcendent art, with all capital letters and a big font and everything. And you can hear it in this piece. The third movement, rather than the contrasting moods of the previous two movements, sets different rhythms against each other, and it makes it hard to distinguish the downbeat at times. The music is very technically challenging for the players, especially the first violinist. Some composers wrote with amateurs in mind or kept their music simple for broader appeal. Mozart didn't play by those rules at all. And once when a violinist complained about a tough passage, he reportedly yelled back, "What do I care about your damned fiddle?" The music, his music, very important point there, his music was the most important thing to him, and he was the artist. Beethoven did something unusual here and gave the fourth movement a name, La Malinconia, melancholy. And it starts out with a melancholic, slow, very delicate section. Beethoven actually says to play this section with the greatest delicacy. It's a change up from convention. Usually the final movement is faster and brighter. And we do eventually get there with an upbeat dance-like section. But after a couple minutes of that, the music slows right back down again. It's almost as if Beethoven is warning us that even though you can try to chase the blues away, they always come back to bite you in the end. Here's the Muse Open String Quartet with the third and fourth movements of Beethoven's Sixth String Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Such a huge contrast between the slow and the fast, the melancholy and the upbeat. And not only is that a defining characteristic of this particular string quartet, it's a defining characteristic of so much of Beethoven's music. Thanks to the MuseOpen String Quartet for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you get the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be celebrating a birthday, Gabriel Fauré's birthday, with a funeral, a couple of funeral pieces by both him and another French composer, Charles Gounod. I'll see you then.